Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT news highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number five, baggage handling system glitch, Mars Heathrow's T5 opening. At number four, Google Docs squares up to Microsoft Word with offline access. At number three, IT experts tackle baggage system problems at Heathrow's Terminal 5. At number two, PC deal could save public sector billions. And in top spot, Ofcom measures Facebook phenomenon. And in that story, research by communications regulatory body Ofcom has revealed that nearly half of all children with access to the internet have their own personal profile on a social networking site. Ofcom pooled research which surveyed 7,000 UK adults and children to investigate the role played by social networking in Britain's lives. It found the widest use among 8 to 17-year-olds, with 49% of internet users in the age group using social networking sites such as Facebook. But 22% of internet users over the age of 16 also have at least one online profile, according to the report, and half of all adults access a social networking site at least once a day. Now for a look at some of the top news stories to be featured in the next edition of Computer Weekly magazine. Carl Flinders reports that Royal Bank of Scotland is planning to roll out a debit card payment system that will reduce errors and fraud. Carl, what's the bank doing differently?
Well, RBS is connecting its direct debit and direct credit payment system to a service that does more thorough checks than the current system. Rather than just checking the probability of an account being genuine by looking at the sole code and account number, it can establish for sure if they're genuine, and this will reduce errors, which are very costly. Experian estimates it costs up to $3 billion a year for corporates to put right errors in debit, direct debits and direct credit.
And how's it doing this?
The service is using connects the payment system to a number of Experian databases, a superset of databases as they describe it, and these contain names, date of births, addresses, bank account details, whether people have died, etc. And these are checked against the pay information to verify the payments.
What other benefits will the system offer?
It'll also offer RBS a single view of fraud across its entire business if it rolls it out across the business. Let's say in their insurance business, if somebody tries to make a payment and it's a fraudulent payment and it gets blocked, well then it'll automatically be spotted if somebody tries again with the similar details in another part of the bank.
Ian Grant reports that BT is to start public trials this month of controversial new advertisement serving technology from Form. Form, which serves adverts to people browsing the web based on the contents of sites they visit, has been criticised by privacy campaigners, including the Foundation for Information Policy Research think tank, which said it believes Form's technology breaks the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act. Ian, what does Form say?
Form says that it's actually a privacy-enhancing tool, not a spyware tool. The Information Commissioner is looking at it, and they've spoken to Form and asked them about how their technology works. So far, that was a month ago, and so far they haven't reached a decision.
Will BT customers know when the Form technology is being used?
Yes. When they dial in, this is when BT starts the trial. When BT customers dial in, they'll get what they call an interstitial page. This will pop up and ask them, do they want to opt in or out, and it can explain a little bit about what the trial is going to do. If they opt in, then they can assume from then on that their movements on the web will be monitored. What we don't know is whether or not BT will tell them when the trial is finished.
What kinds of details does the technology record?
The technology is quite sophisticated and complicated. The Form people whom I spoke to said that when the chaps opt into the trial, they will place a cookie on that which will generate a random number, and everything else associated with the user is destroyed. So IP address, previous history, everything like that gets destroyed. And what goes forward is an association of keywords with that number. Now, form will not know who relates to that number, and neither will BT, although BT will know possibly the address of the IP that number is associated with, but it will, there is what they call a Chinese wall between the form server, which generates the random number, and the BT server, which knows the IP address. So going forward, as the number moves around the web, it picks up various keywords and get associated with that, and so builds up a picture of what the number is interested in. When the next time a number goes to a page for which an advertiser has bought a keyword on that page, and there is a match between the number's keywords and the keywords on the page, then it will be served an advert by the form server.
Surely this is a good thing, though, for consumers, though, because then you're going to get advertising about things that you're interested in.
That's what the form guys say. Some people will regard that as a good idea. They won't be bombarded with a lot of stuff that they're not interested in. On the other hand, other people will feel that this is an invasion of their privacy. They know just a bit too much about them, and they will be reluctant to provide that level of detail or that association, apparent association with their interests.
Also, in the latest edition of Computer Weekly, Tony Collins reports that hospital executives have put plans to replace legacy systems on hold after protracted negotiations between the NHS and Fujitsu, its main IT supplier in southern England. He has learnt that several trusts have delayed plans for new systems under the NHS's National Programme for IT. Although training of staff in the systems has continued in some areas, some trusts have been unable to set go-live dates. Fujitsu and the NHS have been negotiating for more than 9 months on a contract reset to allow for changes in the IT program since the 10-year, £896 million deal was signed in January 2004. Talks on the reset were due to finish last November, and they were then expected to be complete by the end of March, but there is still no word on whether a deal has been agreed. NHS Connecting for Health, which runs part of the IT program, and Fujitsu have declined to comment on the contract reset. And John Paul Kamath reports E.ON UK has cut its electricity bill for 10,000 PCs and CRT monitors and saved £140,000 a year by automatically switching them off when they are not used. The savings follow an 18-month UK rollout of SMS companion scheduling software, which automatically powers down IBM and HP PCs and CRT monitors across its UK network. You can find these stories and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com.